there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is a hugely talented award-winning singer-songwriter who I just adore. I welcome on board David Gray.
This is the final boarding call for passenger David Gray. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, David Gray. Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for flying Alan Air. What are you like as a traveller? Do you like travelling?
I do, yeah. Obviously, with the music, you do a lot of travelling as part of that. And when you're doing that, you've got someone else who's taking care of everything.
Yeah.
So when I'm travelling with the family, I find that part quite stressful.
Yeah.
In my personal life, I think that transition can be a bit awkward, having someone taking care of everything, getting all the flights and the whole thing done, and you're in the lounge and away you go. And then the family reality, which is like I'm the tour manager.
Yeah.
So that's a slightly different. I'm not very good with that. I'm becoming quite panicky in my old age.
Oh, really? Panicky? Why?
Just, you know, to be on time. Has everyone got their passports?
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you know,
I get
like
it.
Sort of granddad. Calm down, granddad.
I mean, where would you go once all this madness is over? Have you had your jabs yet?
I've had the first one. So, yeah, we're already talking about where we're going to go. And I think it's definitely going to be hotel costs. In Paris. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've been there, but you know what? Can someone give them some money to pay the electricity bill? It's so dark in there. Honestly, you walk down the corridor, you think you're going to get mugged.
It's true, yeah.
It's very dark, isn't it?
It's the opposite of everything that was sort of modern and bright and clean and spacious.
Yeah.
They sort of went the other way in this kind of empire style, sort of bordello with red velvet. And
yeah.
And it's mad. It's like the models that work as waiters and waitresses.
Oh, I know. You do feel
it's
really
crazy
minging.
Prices, tiny rooms. But there's something just otherworldly about the whole thing. We just love it. It's a bit of glam and a bit of silliness.
Yeah.
It's quite romantic. It's Paris. So that's where we'll be going.
Oh, really? For a bit of a, like, dirty weekend on the Eurostar?
Well, you can only wish.
Oh, I'd love a dirty weekend. I'd like a dirty weekend in England, let alone abroad. France is your go-to place, yeah?
Well, no, if we were going to go for a quick break, well, as soon as, like, coronavirus lockdown ends, you know, and we can go to Paris, that's an easy, achievable thing.
Yeah.
I think if we were going to go on holiday, we'd go to Italy.
Oh, do you like Italy?
Love Italy, yeah.
And what about Rome? I hear you went to Rome, but it wasn't...
That didn't work out. That was when I was first going out with my wife, so we're going back 30 years now. And we bought a guidebook, which was called Let's Go Rome. And I got a marker pen and put home on it by the end. We got mugged, ripped off.
You're joking, not in Rome.
Yeah, by children, you know. Sort of by the Colosseum, there were like all these like sort of teams of kids, and they just, we ended up running down the street. They're sort of putting their hands in your pockets. But I think the place has had tourists like longer than anywhere else on Earth.
Yeah.
Apart from the pyramids or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like they've sort of formed like a dual culture where it's okay to just rip the idiot off who's just come for the weekend, but they're all perfectly nice to each other when we go away.
Yeah.
So it was a bit like that. I mean, amazing place and all that, but was I didn't
Mugging have, I, does kind of spoil a holiday.
It does,
doesn't it?
It can spoil a weekend.
And then, I mean, I remember in Mexico, the little kids putting their hand in your bum bag and all that when you're not looking. You've got to be careful, haven't they? Because one distracts you. And then they say, don't give them money. Give them pencils and crayons. Have you tried to do that? No, it is not a five. It is a Crayola. Enjoy. They go ape shit. They go ape shit. Let's talk about your album, Skellig.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, listen, that's, for those who don't know, they're two tiny little islands, aren't they, at the foot of Ireland.
That's right.
Why Skellig? Because isn't it like a bird sanctuary?
It's also a World Heritage Site. So it's just the most preposterously remote place to think of trying to live somewhere. So in about 600 AD, the monks decided they'd had enough of the mainland for whatever reason, and they needed to worship God out there. So they set this monastery up there. Now, I've never actually been myself, but a friend of mine went, this was about 15 years ago, and when he told me the story of the whole thing, I was kind of fascinated but awestruck by this idea of, he said they've sort of hand-cut these steps, and it's about 200 or 300 metres of climbing to get up to the top, where you basically live. They fashioned these houses out of rocks, essentially like honeycomb kind of dwellings, made some rudimentary soil. But anyway, I don't know how they survived. I've no idea. And how hard life was, you know, how badly they wanted to be. It was like a medieval competition who could be closest to God.
Oh, right.
You know, they really pushed it out. They were pushing the envelope in terms of their dedication. So I was inspired, I guess, by the lengths that people would go to for spiritual reasons. And if anyone's ever been to Ireland, they'll know what the weather's like.
Yeah, especially, you know, on that other side of the coast.
I mean, you've just got Atlantic storm after Atlantic storm. I mean, to stay there for one night would be something you'd never forget.
Yeah, to try and live
there. So I guess, that sort of fed into my imagination. And I thought, I'm always trying to get away from the world's noise. It kind of bothers me, the sort of just constant distraction. I'm not like a social media-y kind of person. There's just too much going on all the time. So,
but didn't you feel you should have checked out what Skellig was like before you name an album? Because, you know, people can lie. You know, you want to say, then you turn up there and there's a Lidl, you know, and a Betfred, you know, and because your album is beautiful. It's stripped back. I mean, what's that one? Heart and Soul and Accumulate and the Owl one. That's so gorgeous. Mm. It's really stripped back. So I thought, I could see now. And then I put in Skellig. And then did you know that they filmed a bit of Star Wars there
I think that's caused huge problems because they get all these Star Wars heads kind of going there. And there's so many people traipsing up. And they'll take a little bit of the buildings with them when they go.
You can't do that.
So they're taking relics, you know. So now they've had to close it because of the sort of Star Wars aspect. Oh. Sort of trophy hunting, souvenir hunting, kind of Star Wars people with the lightsabers and the... You know, all that.
Oh,
troublemakers. Yoda's got a lot to answer for, hasn't he?
Is R2-D2 in?
So, yeah, I've never been because it's not that straightforward. Even like on a summer's day, the weather's got to be right. Because when you land there, there's no sort of dock. You've got to kind of jump off the boat.
Yeah.
So it's quite... I'm sure there's a lot of American tourists go there and kind of go, hey, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know what? You know, how are you supposed to do this?
Yeah.
So, I've never been. I've got to go. I'm definitely going to go.
Well, you've got to go. Maybe you should do a little concert there.
Well,
one of those little honeycomb houses.
We're talking about it. It's hard to plan anything at the moment. I'd love to. I'm a nature nut as well. So the bird life thing would be another reason to go.
I think didn't some shit hit the fan because didn't Star Wars kill allegedly some of the birds there with a propeller?
Really? That wouldn't surprise me, but I, knowing nothing about it, I'm not going to say either way. I don't know.
I'm going to quote you. You get so much hate now from all these Star Wars fans.
I've already dished the dirt on the Star Wars lot.
This is your captain speaking. Cabin crew, please take your seats, ready for takeoff.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
So you say you go to Italy. Mm. You've been to Rome. You got mugged in Rome. Where else do you go in Italy? There's a place that I really want to go to, and I was meant to go to before COVID. Is it Puglia?
Oh, yeah, I've been down there. It's
lovely. Is it as nice as they say?
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, I mean, I think when we had kids, that was a sort of game changer. Before then, we sort of went south of France, that kind of thing. But the French, they're very rigid about meal times and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, quite picky about eating. And you've got kids, you're like, can the kids eat at six? They're like, no. yeah. You're like, well, you know, they're three and five.
Yeah.
You know. But no way. So I think that was when we sort of started to move over to Italy, because everyone just loves kids there and there aren't any rules in that way. It's you know. So, Tuscany was the first place around Florence and Siena. We'd go there with the family every year. Loved it. And then more recently, Sicily and Puglia. So further down south, it's very hot though in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, really hot.
I love Sicily. Have you ever gone there?
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh. We were there last summer.
Oh, we were there last summer.
Really? Which bit?
We went to, is it Noto?
Oh, yeah, right. And then great ice cream shop there, famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you go to the ice cream shop? You didn't. You didn't know.
No. Oh, and yeah. I love ice cream.
Yeah, it's a very famous ice cream shop.
Oh, you sound usually good at doing my research. Taormina, I loved.
Yeah.
Then Noto, and then we went to
Syracuse.
Yes!
So you're on the East Coast.
Yes!
Did you go up Etna?
No. You get the gist. It's a bit like you were Skellig. I've seen it. I might not visit it.
It's the views from up there are absolutely insane. I mean, the whole thing's a total rip-off, unsurprisingly. But when you get up there, we stayed in Taormina years ago. We flew into Catania, and it was actually erupting when we got there. So there was lava flowing down the sides of it.
Wow.
So from the hotel in Taormina, we were looking back at them. The smoke was coming straight over the amazing sight, absolutely amazing sight, with the amphitheatre there as well, and just imagining all that stuff. And we thought, well, we've got to go up. And the whole experience was, well, first of all, it's so high, you don't realise how cold it's going to be.
Yeah.
So it was a really nice day, and we got up there. We made the mistake that everyone makes. So they're straight into the gift shop to buy a load of dodgy sort of sweaters from them. And then you get up to the top, and you've got to rent shoes to put over your shoes, because it's all slushy snow. But the view,
really?
Yeah, it's really snowy up there.
And you wouldn't think that, would you?
In the old days, you could go right up to the edge of the crater, but a few people got taken out by bits of lava, I think. So you can't get that close anymore. But still, it was pretty mental, because the views, it's on its own like sort of Mount Fuji, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you could just see so far. Incredible.
And I love the Sicilians. They call it mother, don't they?
Yeah,
when
that's
they pick
right,
you up from the airport, they just pointed at it and went, mother. And I thought, that's so sweet. Isn't it nice? I love that. I'm an old romantic, what can I say?
Yeah, we went to the other side of Sicily last summer, so we sort of went down from Palermo and down the other coast a bit. That was equally beautiful, actually. I've got to go back. It was great.
Yeah. Italians, gorgeous people, gorgeous food, gorgeous wine. What's not to love?
Good shoes as well.
Yes, very nice shoes. Oh, look at you showing me your slip-on. Very nice. Lovely.
Yeah.
So listen, you're born in Manchester, that's right.
Isn't yeah.
It? Where does a Manc go for, I'm talking about your early holiday memories, where do you go? Is it Blackpool?
Well, we did go, I remember the illuminations, you know. So I've got vivid memories of that. I loved it. You know, driving in the car at night and everything was exciting enough, and then they turn all the lights on. It was like,
yeah.
So I remember Blackpool illuminations.
I think that should be one of the seven wonders of the world. I nearly said six then. I'm so thick. Apparently, yeah, they knocked down the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Yeah, we'd go to Abersoch in North Wales.
Jessie Ware went there. She loves Abersoch, didn't
yeah,
she?
That was a regular sort of Manx thing. And my dad was a very keen golfer, so we'd go up to Scotland as well to get rained on up there. So I've sort of those are my childhood memories of holidays.
Yeah.
Abersoch, Scotland, the Lake District, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now not knocking the lakes. Lovely. Yeah. We love the lakes.
So that was the early. Then when we moved down to Wales, which was when I was about 8, my parents had like a, well, it was a clothes. They made their own clothes, these kind of quilted clothes. It was a very 70s kind of thing with Liberty fabric. And then that developed into a sort of clothing shop. And then a,
is this your family?
Yeah, then a craft shop. So it kind of became like a craft. So it was a seasonal tourist business, essentially. So we never went on holiday during the summer. We'd only go at sort of half term.
Oh.
So of October. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. You said it. Torremolinos in October.
Oh, lovely. Very
class.
Nice. I hear it's lovely
class.
That time of year as well. When you were a teenager, did you have any holiday romances? Did you fall in love easy? Did you know, when you... The sun and, you know, and the sun cream and the pisbouin and everything.
When I was growing up in Wales, in Pembrokeshire, I was brought up in sunny Solva. On that little part of the peninsula, there's loads of beaches. So everyone would come down in the summer and we'd kind of size up the girls, basically. So that was our opportunity to...
get in there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's exactly, Alan. Yeah.
I know what boys do.
There was always something in the offing, so that was reasonably successful.
Lovely.
This is your captain speaking, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to direct your attention to the television monitors. We will be showing our safety demonstration and would like your complete attention.
What do you do on holiday? Do you take books with you? Do you listen to podcasts? What do you do with the kids? Do you put them in kids' club or do you...
Oh, God, yeah, kids' club. That never worked with our kids. They didn't like kids' club. Well, I mean, they're older now. So back then, that was one spectacularly bad holiday. I think there's, for me at that, like going back when they were small, I missed a lot of their little lives because I was on tour a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was the holidays before I went on tour, just before,
yeah,
they weren't never that much fun.
Yeah.
And then the ones when you come back are okay, you know, because
yeah.
I'm relaxed, everyone else is relaxed.
Yeah,
you've done
yeah.
it, another 18 months has gone by and you're home.
Yeah.
But the ones, yeah, we once went to a posh Four Seasons in the south of France. It was like a last minute thing. We had a week there. And the kids, with the theory being that the kids could go to kids' club, but they never, they never wanted to go to kids' club. They just didn't buy it, the sort of, you know...
They weren't kids' age. They weren't like 21 or 18.
No, no. When they were small. So, this same holiday...
I'm 27. I hate kids' club. Why are you on holiday with us still?
It was one of these weird places where... Oh, it was that holiday was a disaster from start to finish. We got there and... While we were sort of trying to find a sunbed on the very first day,
yeah.
which was like a competitive sport trying to get one, I took my eye off our youngest, Florence, who fell in the swimming pool and nearly drowned.
Oh no!
Someone had to dive in and save her. So then my wife and I were nearly like having a fist fight. It was like hello, hello to David Gray and family. Meet everybody.
Oh no!
You fucking you know. We'd literally only just got there. So this was before Kids Club had been rejected. And I mean, you could never get a sunbed in this place.
And I bet it cost a fortune.
It cost a fortune. And I realised that, you know, everyone would reserve them the night before. So I'd be like there, like, fuck breakfast. I'm getting there. I'm going to get us a sunbed on day two. And they were already all taken. I thought, because people had put their little things on them. But what they were doing was paying the staff to reserve them for them. So
I see.
A sort of Manchester cheapskate, there was no way I was doing that.
Yeah.
So I was crawling over the rope at night after dinner and bags in my thing at like 11:30 at night.
Good for you.
I put my hat down on that. I'm having that tomorrow.
Because that's the thing. You have to leave something on them, don't they?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's stuff that if it goes missing, it'd be upsetting, but not too bad. So maybe a book. You have to be quite careful what you put on there to say back off. Because sometimes if it's something very small, they might not see it.
Quite.
Like contact lenses would be crap. My contact lenses were on there. What are you doing?
Ever
And we're talking about hotels. When, tell me a hotel that you were actually blown away. We've had Robbie Williams on here, and he had, I always use this example, but a jacuzzi went out the roof of his room into the sky. This is how he described it. And he said that was the... Because we've lived...
On hydraulics kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and hydraulics like kind of thing.
Spinal Tap type sort of...
Yeah, I don't know whether he... Yeah. I mean, if it was true, but he said it was true. And then Michael McIntyre said he was at a place in Puglia and Madonna came in on a horse. So you, obviously, you've...
Oh, we've all had that.
I know her yeah, again.
You pay a bit of money for it. But...
she is voguing on a horse. Clip-clop. And so we, obviously, I'm a job in stand-up. You're a singer, touring all the time. We've stayed in hotels all the time. When was the last time you were blown away? Because you do get a bit of hotel fatigue. I know people are listening to them going, oh, Alan, you've changed. Get over yourself. But, you know, sometimes that pointy bit of toilet paper just ain't cutting it. Fucking chocolate on your pillow. Who gives a shit? I'm sorry, you do get hotel fatigue. And if people are switching off going, Alan, you've changed. You've become an arsehole. But it's true. When was the last time you went, wow?
Well...
Oh, God. I built this question up. You better have a good answer.
I'll just say that it was one of our favourite ever holidays.
Yeah.
Going on safari.
Oh, that's always nice.
That was like for my wife's 50th a few years ago. We went to South Africa. We had like 4 days in Cape Town, went to see the whales and all that sort of stuff. And then we went for 4 and 5 nights in the safari park. And that hotel was, well, we were just so looked after.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
Did you see the big five?
Of course, yeah. And you just, but they had a big water hole in front of it. So you kind of woke up and it was all going on.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Like that hotel, the way we were looked after, they were so lovely as well. It felt very personal, the whole thing, the rangers and everybody, they all really cared. They were passionate.
Yeah.
So yeah, it didn't feel hotel-y. It felt, but that was next level stuff. I mean, we pushed the
boat. That's for your 50. You're a romantic.
Yeah.
Your wife must have loved that.
Oh, it was my favorite ever holiday because I'm sort of wildlife mad.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. On the last night, they sort of played a trick on us, and we were going out through the bush and coming back, and it was getting late. And I thought, he's taking a different road here than the one that usually goes back to the hotel. Mm. And I said, Dan, where are we going? He said, oh, just around here. And then we got turned this corner and they'd made this camp for us with like a barbecue to eat out under the stars. And a ring of like candles and flares and stuff around the outside, a bonfire thing. And you know, the silver and the tablecloth and everything. And like, we were all going to eat out under the stars.
And then Madonna turned up on a horse.
Again, spoilers. Go away.
Go away.
No, on a zebra. It was a zebra. yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was.
But you know, with safari, I think sometimes they lie to you. Because I went on safari with my mum and as a treat for my mum. And it started off all a bit wrong because they'd obviously thought me and my mum were partners. So we'd go in there and they'd put rose petals, Alan and Christine, on the double bed. I was like, bleh. And I was like, oh, no. But then they said that elephants walked past. And I swear they used to put the elephant dung out by the door. I don't think an elephant went by. I really don't. I think they must have put it out there. Do you reckon they'd do that? Because I'm like, why would an elephant come here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't expect you to answer.
No, you're not going to argue with an elephant.
No. But I just wondered whether a real elephant did come out or whether it was just fake.
It was a stunt.
Shit.
It was just.
Do you reckon just to
make
you feel?
They've got a big pile of it around the back. And
yeah. And I was like, oh,
you're living on the edge. You're like, elephants are coming past you.
Yeah. And I got my mum to stand next to it, like, and take a picture. But it's
well, when we were having this meal out under the stars, there was suddenly this crazy noise. And we were all raising our toast to, you know, and it was two hyenas fighting. And the ranger just stood up with his rifle and he said, nobody move. And one hyena bit the other one and it just came racing straight in, like literally through the bonfire. I'm talking about inches away from the table, like just it was absolutely mental. And then you've got like the adrenaline just go. Crazy.
You can't beat safari though, because I mean, that is, and I love animals as well. It was so great. I loved it. But then there were some people there who were hunting. It was one of those.
Well, I mean, that's...
Oh, I just couldn't. I mean, I am the most passive person. I was going to fucking lamp them.
Yeah, it's...
I can't stand that, because you see all these beautiful animals and then they're there and they were going to go hunting. And I was like, really put me off. I wouldn't go to a fireplace again that sort of encouraged that. Really?
Well, that's quite weird.
Podcast. This is really depressing now, isn't it? We're all having a lovely time about your hyena and the outside space. And I went,
if you are going to use Kids Club, please can you make sure your children are under the age of 18?
Tell me your best UK destination. Where's a place in the UK that you just absolutely love and have a little getaway? It could be a little secret place. It could be a little bay or a town or anything.
Well, we've got a little place. We've built a little house on the coast in Norfolk. So that's my bolt hole. So leaving that to one side, I'd say Dartmouth. Gidley Park in Dartmouth, with amazing food.
Yeah.
And Dartmoor, and
well, that's
Dartmoor, sort of the whole moor.
Yeah.
So yeah, Gidley Park, like that hotel, and around there, we've been there a few times. That's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah, great for dog walking as well. We can take our dogs.
Lots of room.
Yeah, lovely. What are you like with creepy crawlies when you're abroad? Are you quite manly if you see like a big old spider? Do you say sit down, love, to your wife, and roll your sleeves up? And
yeah, I'm not too bothered, but I've got to take the mosquitoes out if they're in the room.
Yeah,
I can't go to sleep.
No, you can't, because they bite you. That horrible.
I've got to get them all. You know, so they roll up the newspaper and wait.
Yeah, they absolutely love
wait
me.
For them. They're clever how they evade it.
It's yeah. Like,
they're tiny, then, but they've got brains, you know.
Yeah, and then I remember my one leg was like poking out the mosquito net, and then it looked like a bowl of bubble wrap. Like a roll of bubble wrap.
Do you react to it?
I'm like Elephant Man. I'm down in the breakfast like this. Did you have a nice day? Yes, lovely, thank you. All over my face. Really, and I burnt a coil. Is it a coil?
Yeah.
I burnt a coil. I have the spray. They absolutely love me. And it's always around the ankle, isn't it, or on a bone.
Yeah, they like me as well. It's your blood type or something, isn't it?
Do you reckon it is?
Yeah, they say so.
And I drink a lot of gin because it's meant to be the quinine and it's meant to keep them away, but that is bullshit because I drink so much gin and they still bite me. Do you ever complain? Not like, don't you know who I am, but I mean, if you ever like, if it's not right, do you go down the foyer and kick off?
Yeah,
what have you complained about? Tell me.
I can't remember, Alan, but it's not a rare occurrence.
Really?
Yeah, no, I would. If something wasn't right, I would feel, you know, that I needed to say something. If it was spoiling the holiday, or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I would.
You ever complained about the room?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, noisy rooms, you know what I
mean? Yeah,
like,
when they put you near the lift.
Oh, God, well, and all the rest of it, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us about the, you know, the bar mitzvah that was going to be happening next door or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
the roof wasn't finished.
Yeah, quite.
Do you take your own tea bags? Do you take a little bit of Manchester with you when you go?
On tour, yeah.
We've
got our own tea bags, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marmite and things like that. There's a sort of cabinet of, you know, of British stuff.
What's been the biggest letdown, the most overrated place you've gone to?
Going on holiday when you've just had a baby is going to be a letdown.
Oh, and everyone looks at you on the plane, don't they, when they come on?
It's not going to be a holiday. So we didn't even go for the plane thing. We got the ferry over to France. At this point, like, I didn't know how to book a fancy holiday. It sounds a bit stupid, but I haven't had any practice at it. So I didn't have a great deal of time on my hands either. So, you know, I should have been delegating to someone who knew how. Yeah. So when Ivy, our eldest, was just a few weeks old, like 4 or 5 weeks old, and I was about to go on tour.
Yeah.
So again, it was just a pre-tour holiday. So the tension was probably already building. We went.
I'm getting a lot. You get very stressed. Is that right?
I do get a bit stressed. Yeah. I'm a bit of a stressor.
Really? How do you not stress? Do you have like acupuncture and stuff like that? Or do you
God,
just...
That's a weird...
You're a Gemini, aren't you? Yeah. You're 13th of June.
Yeah.
I'm the 14th of June.
Really?
Yes.
Hey.
We stress, don't we? And it builds up, and then we just like, we're a bit like Etna, Mount Etna. We erupt.
Totally,
there's
yeah.
smoke coming off of me.
You're describing me exactly, Alex.
We're basically like brothers.
But then it's over. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah? It's yeah. got bang and then it's over.
Yeah,
sort
and then
of
we get, because Geminis, we get told that, oh, you're too two-faced and all this. No, we put up with so much shit and then we erupt.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
So, anyway, this holiday was a complete disaster. I booked us into basically what was a house. It was like some sort of suburban hell on a sort of industrial estate somewhere in northern France. I don't know what we were doing there. And my wife did turn around to me and say, you're a fucking pop star, you know. What the fuck are we doing here? So we had to hastily find a hotel and sort of book it. But the Ivy just screamed as well the whole time. She had colic when she was little. She just screamed and screamed. I can remember the people in the hotel. They felt so sorry for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pitying looks at breakfast and at night. It's just, it wasn't a holiday, you know. So, yeah, when they're little, it's not that straightforward. That idyllic sort of family holiday when you've got little babies. And
yeah,
that brochure sort of picture that they, you know, the one you see on the, you know, on the adverts. It's not real.
No.
Well, it never was for me.
No.
So, yeah, so that's the stressy thing. That's what I get in the airports when I'm responsible for everything.
Yeah.
I don't like it, you know. Like making sure everyone gets to the place on time. Well, we're just going to go over there and get some food and do some shopping. And I'm like,
yeah,
as long as you know that we, you know, it's a long walk to gate 92. And,
David, we have the same life. My Paul, he doesn't have a good holiday unless his name is called out. Mr. Drayton, last call for Mr. Drayton. I just like to be on the back, because if you miss the flight, you miss the flight.
Yeah.
And it's a sunglasses hut, Paul. You know, you've got loads of sunglasses. Let's just get on the plane. Yeah. But he just wanders around.
Yeah.
Trying on all the fucking perfume and aftershave in the duty free. Getting something from Superdry. I'm just like, come back. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I get so stressed in airports. That's where me and Paul have had the biggest rows, just in airports.
Oh, God.
And then we were once there. Listen to this, David. We were there. And then, you know, when it goes to playing, you know, what's it called? Gate opened. In the blink of an eye, it turned to boarding, red, last call, 2 seconds. This is when we were going to Venice. Oh, my God, Paul, we're going to be late. We ran along. As I'm running, this dark-haired woman in wedges runs past me, overtaking me. It was Jane McDonald. I know it's not the most fascinating anecdote, but she's quite a fast runner. She's like Usain Bolt. But she's obviously been caught out like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not the best reaction. No, I was just thinking it was so funny because I thought I was running quite fast. And then I saw Jane McDonald over.
You were overtaken.
Yeah, by Jane McDonald.
This is your captain speaking. We have hit a patch of turbulence, but don't worry, I promise smoother ride ahead.
So listen, so are you going to tour with Skellig?
Well, we'd love to. I mean, it's been such a pleasure to make it because it's a sort of, it's singing with everybody. The sound of the record is six voices together and there's something a bit special about that. So I think doing that record, it would have to be a tour that was just about doing that music rather than trying to cut big hits into it. I want it to be a special thing. So
yeah.
I've got tickets out there already for the White Ladder anniversary tour.
Yeah, how long's that now? In 20 years?
It's and counting because it was supposed to happen last year.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll be crossing out the T-shirts. There'll be a lot of... the merch is going to look a bit... the 20th anniversary is becoming the 22nd, 23rd anniversary.
I see. So, and you're going everywhere.
Yeah, then. So that was all supposed to happen last year. Then
did
this
you ever break America?
Yeah, did well there.
Oh, wow. So you're going over to America as well?
Yeah, everywhere. So it's...
that's good.
Yeah, there's some great venues over there.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, when we talk about letdowns, sometimes you get to a venue, you're like, what? you know, everyone's so uptight. It's like it gets you stressed out. Yeah, like
we don't want you anymore stressed, David.
Thank you.
You're like a coiled spring.
Radio City, you've got about 5 seconds to do your sound check, kind of, you know, because the union sort of side of things over there is so extreme.
You can't pick a chair up, can
well,
you?
Well, someone goes, look, don't even look at it. It's like Spinal Tap. Yeah. Don't even look at that one. Don't walk on the stage, literally. Yeah. You know, you'll be fine. $10,000 if you go on stage between this time and that time. You're like, what? I want to pick my guitar up. And anyway, but yeah, Red Rocks is a venue they've got over there, which is like, you know, Denver's already a mile high. So you go right up into the Rockies and it sort of overlooks the whole sort of, oh, it's just, it's incredible. Oh, like basically at the top of a mountain, you're like Skellig, actually. You're
It's like
massive stage with these raked seats going up with these mad rock formations everywhere. So that is really spectacular. Oh. And that's going to be one of the key shows on the tour. That one's nearly sold out, I think.
Well, listen, can I come?
Of course, you're more than welcome. Thanks. Google it. It's stunning. And like everyone who goes there, it's got that sort of Glastonbury vibe. It's like people sort of bring the mythology with them. So they're just people just go nuts. I mean, the famous thing was U2 recorded an album there. They kind of put it on the map over here because that was right early on in their career, sort of make or break kind of gig they filmed in America live at Red Rocks.
Oh, wow. Because you know what? Oh, you've been to Italy loads, but you know that amphitheatre thing in Verona cut into there? I would love to do a stand-up show there, but obviously no one even knows who I am in Italy. And I don't think my voice would sort of... No one wants this voice echoing around a town, do they? But, you know, in another life, I would love to perform there. You must have been to Verona.
I haven't, actually.
You haven't been there? Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah, I want to go and see it now. Oh. I know they do gigs in Taormina at that amphitheatre there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as the audience, you'd be looking out at Etna and everything in the background. Stunning. Oh. That's how the Romans did it.
Yeah.
What did they ever do for us?
Yeah. No, but they don't get it wrong, do they, the Romans?
No, spot on.
Men loving men. I'd be a great Roman, I would. Like, oh, peel me another grape, Antonius.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Right, we've got time for the quick fire round.
Oh, Jesus.
Factor 50 or chip that?
Factor 50.
Swimming with dolphins or slut dropping with hose?
Dolphins.
Nudist or not on your nelly?
No way.
I can't see you skinny dipping, am I right?
No, well.
Oh, have you had your moments?
I have, every now and again.
Mint tea or mojito?
Oh, mojito.
Desert or ocean? This is quite
dangerous. Ocean.
Ocean, lovely. Cage diving or cage fighting?
Diving.
Oh, did you dive?
I have dived, yeah.
Have you seen any sharks or anything?
Yeah. It's weirdly not that scary. You know, they're not great whites, obviously, but...
No.
That was amazing. I mean, really amazing.
You see, I just got... Because I was speaking to someone, they went on like a kind of an illegal shark dive. It was a bit of a dodgy one, and apparently the width of the bars was so wide that a shark actually came through and headbutted his brother.
Really? That doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good. It's worth spending...
It's like, oh, look, they're so close. Ow!
I think that's the thing about wildlife tourism. That sounds like actually quite destructive.
Yeah, so, yeah. They're not giving a shit about the sharks there, are they? Travel insurance or take your chances?
Well, I've got travel insurance for the tour, so I don't have to worry about that one. It's covered.
Oh, good. Street food or a la carte?
A la carte.
Tip 'em or fuck 'em. But you know, when you come to the end of a holiday, I am just saying I'm very tip 'em. But you know, some people are like, we never see the chambermaid again. Let's not give her no money.
No, we're tippers.
I'm glad to hear it. Typical Gemini, very generous us Geminis, aren't we?
Yeah.
Stressed. But generous. And then honeymoon suite or hammock?
Honeymoon suite.
Of course. No one's ever said hammock. Thank you, David Gray.
Thank you, Alan.
Your album, Skellig, is so beautiful. Thank you. No one takes me serious, but I know... didn't I say how fucking beautiful... Didn't I say how lovely it was? So lovely. And listen, see you in Denver.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Want VIP, love.
Of course, don't worry.
Fantastic. David Gray, thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to support our podcast, please hit the subscribe button below. And don't bother unpacking, because we're going away next week.